The Democratic presidential campaign trail and debates, as we saw this past week, have been used by some of the candidates to promote the idea of Medicare for all. Superficially, yeah, sounds like a great idea. But when you examine the details, you discover a cost that pales in comparison to other government spending throughout history, by the way. One candidate, Elizabeth Warren, even personally announced almost proudly that her plan would cost $52 trillion over the span of 10 years. My next guest joins us to offer insight into how a plan like this would impact the medical care you receive, as well as how medical practices will be able to operate. She's a pediatric critical care specialist at University Hospitals, Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, which is in Cleveland, as well as an assistant professor of pediatrics at Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine, which is also in Cleveland. Dr. Nicole Johnson, thanks for being here today, Doctor.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Before we start, let me give you a website. We can learn a lot more about what we are going to talk about here with Dr. Johnson. Healthcareforyou.com. Healthcare, and it's F-O-R, not the number four. Healthcareforyou.com. Is it fair to say that both for the patient and the practitioner, the healthcare system can be challenging at times?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And every day we're seeing much more interference between the bureaucrats, all the paperwork, all of the prior authorizations, all the layers that we have to get through just to get our patients cared for. It's growing. It's been a growing frustration. I can give you an example of a child that I recently took care of who had a MRI scheduled or needed an MRI scheduled for something that the neurologist was concerned about. And we had to wait for the insurance company to authorize the MRI with sedation, which is where I come in. And the insurance company gave them a window of time. Well, the mom couldn't actually get it scheduled in that window of time because she had to work. We could do it the following week. We were willing and ready, available, had all of the resources ready for her, but the insurance didn't approve it during that time. So we had to wait another 10 days before the insurance would approve to get it on the day she needed it. So this child, I mean, potentially waited, you know, it could have had something really concerning that wasn't found while we're sitting there waiting for someone who has no attachment to the patient to decide whether or not this was okay to do.
And that's a case,
it's frustrating.
And that's a case that was on a smaller radar screen that's not a lot of people obviously would have heard about. But there is a series of instances where I think people are very versed about and see the consequences of overregulation, over government influence on medical care, and just simple two letters, VA.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the word that I like to use is intrusion. This is intrusion. The Americans want their health care to be between their doctor and them and their wallet, their choice, wherever they go. We know this because this is what the Creators Network found in their market research of over 25,000 American voters. So these are all Democrats, independents, doctors, and patients out there. We know that we want these middlemen out of the middle of the relationship.
And you recently wrote an op-ed, which we've linked to over at our website. Three really manageable, certainly significant steps to take that would change the picture versus a Medicare for all scheme that candidates like Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders are preaching and pushing. One of the ideas you present is something that already exists, and you were hoping for an expansion of it. They're known either as health saving accounts or personal health management accounts, because they offer a self-created safety net that you control as an individual that also offers tax benefits.
Absolutely. So this is you creating your personalized healthcare plan using your money that you earned, tax-free dollars of saving, and getting to see the doctor that you want, and get the imaging and tests wherever you want, your money. And so you pretty much own this plan. This will be yours. It's portable. No matter wherever you work, your employer can, you know, help contribute into the healthcare savings account as they do now. But if you move and switch to a different employer as it stands now, you don't own that healthcare savings plan, you'd have to get another one with a new employer. Well, in this, with healthcare for you, we've just designed it so that you actually keep that and it's portable. You take it with you.
And with this idea too, with the, you're basically paying cash through a personal health management account or health savings account. Does, as far as the medical industry is concerned, if someone walks in with a federally backed health insurance policy and another person walks in with they're going to pay through a health savings account, is someone going to get a better deal than the other just because it's going to be less time to deal with the finances of the care that's going to be given?
Correct. So, right, you don't have to worry about that. If with price transparency, you'll get to see, you get to compare before you even go see that person wherever you go. Look, hopefully my goal is you'll be able to get online and search for the place that you want to go and or the imaging test or thing that you want and see which one is cheaper before you can go and decide to see that person. And there's also the other part of the plan that that helps you make a choice is direct primary care or any other direct physician care, where you basically can use your personal health care savings account to pay for a plan with that physician. So it's like it's a monthly fee there, which are 40% lower than the health insurance rates, where you're getting, you can see a doctor for a monthly fee and you can see them as many times as you want. You get wholesale priced medications and discounted rates on imaging, just beyond belief. What people have been sold that healthcare is so expensive, but it really is not. It's all the players that are in the middle that are actually increasing the prices.
So Dr. Nicole Johnson, pediatric critical care specialist at University Hospital's Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital in Cleveland, as well as an assistant professor of pediatrics at Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine, healthcareforyou.com to learn more. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Well, that breaks down, too. The cost of care is really because of the way the system is regulated. A lot of people don't, I guess, miss out, too, that a medical practice is obviously first and foremost a service, but it's also a business, and just like in any other industry, the more a business and an industry is regulated, the more it costs to do the business, and the more that business has to charge the customer.
Absolutely, and you know, even as it stands now, the reimbursement rate for Medicare for every dollar that a private insurer pays, Medicare reimburses 40 cents. So you can't sustain a small practice having to deal with that low reimbursement rate on top of having to have regulations, payment fees, and you know, certain regulations and steps you have to make to sustain the practice. Just for example, the electronic health record, which really actually doesn't benefit patients. That's a whole nother long line of thinking. But just for a practice to actually have to pay for and maintain that technology can break a practice. People need to get care, and we can't get doctors to keep small practices in rural or smaller communities, and that means people go without access. So you may have insurance with your Medicare for All, but you may not have a place to get that care.
Expanded tax-free accounts, greater use of direct medical care, easing up of insurance requirements and regulation of the medical practice industry. It sounds like ideas that can be very easy and quick to implement. It's just a matter of you as a consumer of healthcare, and that's what you are listening. It's up to you to really make these ideas known to more people in your elected officials in D.C. So I have an idea for you. Since we have the link over at our website of Dr. Johnson's article, why don't you copy that link and send it to your House of Representative members as well as your senators and alert them to these ideas versus the $52 trillion fantasy that's being pitched as the cure-all, bad pun not intended, for healthcare in our country. Dr. Nicole Johnson, you present some very insightful ideas that hopefully they'll resonate with a lot of people, and thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Have everybody go to healthcareforyou.com and find out all about all of the steps that we just talked about to help lower costs and put your medical care in your hands. Thank you for having me, Chris.